girls, children of all ages. Welcome to another edition, a truncated edition of the Attitude Era Live. We're going to be joining you here tonight from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's where the two hosts are in Central Standard Time tonight. We got a short show because on Wednesday night, we're going to have another edition, a brand new show that we're going to launch on Wednesday nights. It's not going to be every Wednesday night. At most, it'll be one Wednesday night a month, or whenever somebody has a death in the family or when someone has something else going on. So join us on Wednesday night for Monday Night Mayhem from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. to midnight on the East Coast. And we have two guests on that night, Chad Carell and Andrew Carter. And tonight, joining us in about 30 minutes, will be Nate Steele. He's going to be telling us about his career and what we got going on there. Unfortunately, our good friend, the Big Swing, is not joining us tonight. He'll be back Wednesday. Prior commitments and jurisdictions, and I still should write that down, but I have it written down here somewhere, but I forgot it. Prior engagements and miscommunications and whatever the hell it is. So you got the icon, and I have our other special host. I'm going to allow him to introduce himself and tell us a little bit about who he is and what's going on.
My name is Blitzer Rames, and our other guy had no run-in with a folding chair, although you may hear otherwise throughout the show, with him interrupting me last week with all his edge talk. I have met the icon, and I am a legend in my own mind. I am a video game creator wrestler out there in the universe. I started off in the Death Row universe of the Xbox, the original Xbox. I had my own group like the Shield with Jano and Bax, and I've gone on to be a creative wrestler and a creative character in every video game I've ever played since, and here to continue the legend as I've retired this character out of the ring and decided to pick up the commentary.
Okay, now when you I'm kind of want to get into this because we got some time to fill before our guests, and as everybody knows, on Monday nights we take you to the last hour of Raw. Right now we have in the ring Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, and Braun Strowman. If you're watching it, this is really Attitude-esque when you think about it, because They're using the steps. It's not like chair shots, but still, they're using. I mean, they're throwing each other all over the place. I mean, they're using the steps, which is kind of Attitude Era-esque. Now,
you're grasping at straws there. I mean, Samoa Joe's wearing green. You can say he's pulling out the Ken Shamrock green right there.
And there's
the Bulldog Slam right there.
And Roman Reigns saves the match. So anyway, now you mentioned that you're a gamer. To be honest with you, I used to be a gamer. I am somewhat, but not. I don't dedicate as much time as I used to. I'll maybe put in a game or two every now and then and just play it for a few minutes. But I just don't really have the passion for it like I used to. But you mentioned that you create wrestlers. Now, do you create them to mold them after you? Do you give them your own names, or do you do like the full guys like 7 feet tall and 300 pounds and – Do you do full on, or do you just kind of build up the guy over time?
It depends. There were times where I get in a certain phase. I guess like an artist will go into a certain period. There was a time I wanted to make arcade-y type wrestlers. I made a full roster for one of the SmackDown versus Raw games. I made a Bob Backlund-esque character in Tard, kind of like Kurt Angle, except it was horizontal white and red stripes.
Okay.
He was like the son of Bob Backlund. I had Kid USA. He had a mullet and looked kind of like Bart Gunn with America pants.
Right.
And he had a red glove and a blue glove and some white in there. I had basically back in the Shut Your Mouth or Here Comes the Pain. I forget which one that has a three-man stable in the storyline. But I created these three guys in the storyline, and it was great because it was a lot like The Shield. Blitzer Reigns was kind of like a Stone Cold type character. Bax would have been more like the Seth Rollins character, except he had like an F5 move at the time. And then Jano was the big guy who would have been more of the Roman Reigns. So mine would have been the Dean Ambrose, but Dean Ambrose is the one getting the push. Bax is the one that turned his back on us. So then me and Jano were the ones that continued on the storyline, and I made it to WrestleMania and ended up fighting Bax at the end of WrestleMania and having that big match. So it's kind of like that Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose thing that never really petered out in the typical storyline fashion that would have happened.
Well, you know, believe it or not, though, when I used to do the whole create, you know, I love wrestling games. I had every single wrestling game for Nintendo, regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Of course, those games aren't nearly the graphics that they have nowadays. But, you know, the cool thing is,
No Mercy is still everybody's favorite.
Well,
No Mercy is still everybody's favorite on the 64.
Well, I never had a Nintendo 64.
I rented one like crazy at Take Two Video.
Yeah,
I saw them pop up on Facebook. Hopefully Take Two Video comes back to town. Hopefully they come back. Cheap pop for them.
Well, I know the owner real well, and I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. But
maybe they're testing the waters with their post.
Yeah, well, you know, the one thing that I went from Super Nintendo to a PlayStation. I never had a 64. I mean, later on in life, I started getting into gaming again when I bought my PS3 because I wanted a Blu-ray player, you know, so I bought a PS3, and I never got into the PS4. But I did get into the Xbox 360, so I have one of those. But the thing about creating a wrestler, I was never really into creating a wrestler in the new systems, although I probably should, because, you know, they would be named the Icon. You know that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was always into, creating a football player, you know, for Madden and for the NCAA games, you know. And I would actually,
you know,
I wouldn't actually call the guy the Icon. I would actually use my real name. And my team was always, for some reason, they never have NDSU in these games, although they should. So I always got the next best thing, which was being Marshall. And the Thundering Herd, and I would always create a football star
I'm like Kevin Owens and not knowing what you're talking about when you're talking about college football.
I don't know who Marshall is.
Nope.
You've never heard of the movie We Are Marshall?
I've heard of the movie, but I wouldn't have put the two together.
Oh, that's where they're from. We Are Marshall.
Now, think of me as Kevin Owens in that manner. It's like, why are you talking about football here, JR?
Well, you know, the thing about Kevin Owens, though, You know, you obviously know my feelings about Kevin Owens. I don't like the douchebag. I really don't. Never will. Whether he, if he turns,
he's
a,
doing his job.
Yeah, he does. But still, I mean, his goal is to get people to hate him. I know that. But the guy, I mean, I've hated wrestlers before, but this guy takes the cake. You know, this guy just rubs me the wrong way.
No, he took the pie last, not this 4th of July, but the 4th of July before. He took the pie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still don't know who that was.
Right. So, it's...
But I love the guy, man. He's great.
Well, like I say, even if he turns babyface, I'll never like the guy. No matter what he does, you know?
I just fell in love with him even more after he joined up with Jericho. I mean, I'd say my claim to fame so far is back in 97 and 98. Now, 98 is when this happened. I got Chris Jericho while he was in the ring with Chavo for the second time in Fargo. I got him to tell me to shut up while he was in the middle of the ring. He had Chavo in a headlock, and he told me to shut up. I was yelling Jerishmo over and over again.
Well, that's
but I got Jericho
cool.
to tell me to shut up.
Well, I'll tell you
I also
what,
met Hacksaw Jim Duggan that night.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I got a page of fame as long as we're talking about that. I got The Miz, and even though The Miz is a The Miz is a jerk, but I don't dislike The Miz, okay? Because I remember when he was here in Fargo, I was at ringside, and he stopped. Slid under the ring and stopped for just a brief second for me to take a picture of him. And he knew exactly what I was doing. And I've liked the guy ever since, you know. And I also got Brie Bella to get pissed at me. She came up to where I was standing, you know. And she was, like, going to come over like she was going to give me a hug. And then she put the L on her forehead as in the loser thing. And when she was in the ring,
I saw that.
Yeah, I said, hey, I loved you in Twilight. And she looked right over, and everybody went dead stop when she said, ha, ha, that's funny. You know? So that was awesome, you know? And
I had that Spanish lady yell siéntense to me.
Really?
Yeah, what was her name? Was it Ava Mendez?
Ava Mendez, yep.
Yep, got her. But when TNA was in town, I got in the ring with Kurt Angle. Got my picture taken with him right before he got that almost DUI.
Really?
Yep, I got a picture of that somewhere. I got it on Facebook. I'll pop that up as soon as I find it again.
All right.
Yeah, I was wearing a Hamburglar black and white shirt type thing with a black sweatshirt with Marvel Zombies on it at the time. And I'm taller than him.
Well, you know,
although I was
wearing
regular shoes and he was wearing his wrestling boots, so give him that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if your feeling is this like it is for me, but you know, the WWE always has, you know, has baby faces and heels. But, you know, the funny thing about the baby face heel thing, when they come to a live event here in Fargo, to me, there are no baby faces and heels. I'm just happy to be able to see them, you know.
Yeah, the live events are better than the TV.
I kind of throw all that away, you know. I throw all you know.
The live event totally beats TV because on TV everything's scripted. When they go out there, they go purely on what the audience is cheering. Every time Goldust is in town, Goldust gets a huge reaction. People love Goldust around here. They'll start cheering him. William Regal, oh, he definitely gets a big cheer when he was in there. He gave that awesome promo about how cold it was outside. Vladimir Kozlov was cowering in the corner for how cold it was.
Yeah, I remember that. Now, you know,
but no.
I have been to, I remember the WWE, for those of you who are getting bored with this, don't worry, we'll flip the script here in a second. But the first event that the Florida Dome ever had here was wrestling. And I'll never forget, that was when the Undertaker had a match with Nails. And that was also when Papa Shango was here. And he brought his smoking soul down and saying, and that just filled the arena, you know.
That was the very first event at the Dome. That was my second wrestling match. I had second row seats for that.
I had ringside seats for that. Me and my father. And one of the other big matches was Damian Demento versus Bob Backlund. I'll never forget that. Tito Santana was here, too.
Yeah, I remember Bob Backlund being on the news locally. But NDSU, their Wall of Fame, as far as I know, does not have Bob Backlund. The NDSU Wall of Fame over at the Shields Arena, the Shields Shopping Center, they do not have Bob Backlund there. They need Bob Backlund on there. He's a national hero. 6 years WWF champion.
Yep, the second longest reigning in history. Yep. But he is in the
And
NDSU
he was
Hall
a national champion.
Yep.
Yeah, NDSU. He's not at Hall of Fame.
Yep, two-time All-American here at NDSU for football and wrestling. Not many people can say that. Also, I want to let our fans know that are listening to this that, you know, it's usually, you know, Chris is usually in New York when he's on with us. But me and my buddy here, we're in Fargo right now, and there's some treacherous weather on the way. And if for some reason we get cut off, it's not because we left. It's because some weather has maybe knocked out the satellite towers and the cell phone towers and whatnot. So just kind of keep that in mind. So let's get into this. We're taking the last hour Raw. I guess you could call this a throwaway match for the night. I mean, it's not cruiserweight, but what would you call this match right now?
Bathroom break.
Yeah.
It's Kalisto versus Elias Sampson. We already had Elias Sampson promo. This is the.
Do you care about this match? Do you care about either of these guys?
Elias Sampson, I do. I like him better when he's doing promos than he's actually wrestling.
Well, yeah.
I haven't actually paid attention to him wrestling.
Yeah, I haven't either. But yeah, he does cut a good promo. That is for sure. You know.
But yeah, the Kalisto, the whole Sin Cara thing, they're trying to recreate Rey Mysterio way too soon. I mean, they need to give the high flying a rest for a while to make it feel special again. And the cruiserweight thing, when they are having the no high fly zone, I like that idea. It's not going over very well, but I like the idea of less high flying. I love Jack Gallagher. I love his gimmick.
Oh, I do too. Me and Chris talk about this all the time. The guy, he wears his trunks are remind us of what was that? Zebra stripe gum or whatever flavor with flavor crystals.
Fruit stripe gum.
Yeah, that's what his shorts, his trunks remind us of. Fruit stripe gum.
My creator wrestler that was after Bob Backlund reminds me of that character.
Yeah.
It was a lot like that, like the redhead, the Opie look. He's got that British thing going on, but I love how he tied up Tozawa, and Tozawa was just like, what the heck's going on? He couldn't get out of it and tied him in a knot. When I saw that on the Cruiserweight Classic, that was amazing.
Well, you know, do you like the Cruiserweights? Because we, you know, Chris and I both have our opinions. It's kind of a waste of our time, but, you know.
I like them. I think it's dead now that they lost Austin Aries. I mean, Austin Aries apparently pissed a bunch of people off with his attitude, and I think Austin Aries is better off leaving the company too. There's no place for him in WWE right now. There's too many big names that came here. It's like, how do you push Austin Aries when you got all these other names? Like, you couldn't push Austin Aries without taking away from Bobby Roode. You couldn't push him. They need to keep Adrian Neville as Cruiserweight champion for a while to push him up so then he can leave the Cruiserweight side and hopefully have somebody take his place who can do it. But I'm not sure who that would be.
You know, it's funny. I like Neville a lot better when he didn't talk, you know?
Yeah. Well, he was a babyface. I do like him as a bad guy. He's better as a bad guy than a babyface.
You know, he does make a good guy, but or a good bad guy, but he just shouldn't talk. I mean, you know, his voice just kind of, I don't know, just kind of puts me off, you know?
I think it's good for a heel approach. When he was a face, I'm like, I never saw him as a threat to a bad guy. It's like, oh, Adrian Neville's going to kick that bad guy's butt.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, he's just going to job. He's not going to be good as a face. He's good as a heel where he's at for the time.
I mean, you know, but, you know, he's really the only good high flyer they got. And they've kind of went away from him doing that. I mean, you remember they were he was dubbed as the man that gravity forgot, you know, and he's kind of went away from that now, you know.
Probably because he kept getting injured.
Well, yeah, and you know, you got to protect the wrestlers, but it's like all of a sudden you like you don't just like drop things cold. What they did, they just kind of.
I think it's good because then when he does it, it's going to feel special.
Well, true.
I'm thinking maybe Lamppost a little bit, but I don't know. So I'm thinking maybe Lamppost again for a little bit, but I don't know.
Okay.
Who was that?
I think that was Chris. But, yeah, our guest should be calling in here in the next few minutes, so once we...
he's not on yet. I'll make a moment he's on.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, Icon, I was thinking if I'm going to go back into the ring in my for these next wrestling games, I'm going to need a manager. And I need to test the waters with you. I've got some quick questions, rapid-fire ones here for you. See if you're good for that.
Okay.
This will be quick. So,
okay.
First, divas or female wrestlers?
Divas.
You prefer divas?
Yes.
No, I prefer the female wrestlers myself.
All right.
So that's a strike against you right there. Next one. See if you get this one. Better song, Pumpkins on a Roll or Too Many Limes?
I'd have to say Too Many Lines.
For those who don't get that, that's Sheamus, and the other one was the Funkasaurus entrance music.
Right. Yep.
Better HLA, Victoria or Mickey James?
Mickey James.
I'd say Victoria on that one.
Really?
Yep.
Well,
better
she,
dancer,
she always,
Rich.
He was always kind
better
of
better dancer. Better dancer, Rich Swann or Ernest the Cat Miller?
Oh, Ernest the Cat Miller, definitely. He was classically trained.
Somebody call my mama.
Yeah.
All right. Do we want, let's see, what did I have here? Shark Boy or Curry Man?
Curry Man.
Oh, yeah. Spaghetti or beans?
Well, I have to go with spaghetti.
Yep, there we go. Ham and cheese Hot Pockets, yay or nay?
Oh, definitely yes.
No. Ugh. Okay, earthquake.
It all depends on how you make them, you know.
Earthquake, overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
I'd say underrated.
No, he was
Big
a little
Bubba. Big Bubba versus Bubba Hotep.
Well, Big Bubba, the big boss man, got to go with the Ray trailer, obviously.
Okay, Godzilla or Goldberg?
Goldberg.
Trick question. If it's 98 Zilla, Goldberg. Japanese Godzilla, it's Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
Fill in the blank. What kind of match would you book a Medicare fraudster into?
A wheelchair match.
Bring in that durable medical equipment.
Oh yeah.
How does the wheelchair match work? And who would be in the match with them?
Well, I at one time it would have been Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Bret the Hitman Hart. He's the one that first teased it. They never did it, but he was the one that teased it.
All right. Chainsaw entrances, yay or nay?
Say it again.
Chainsaw entrances. Wrestler comes to the ring with a chainsaw. Yay or nay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'd say only one person pulled that off, and that was Chainsaw Charlie. Maybe
yes.
Cactus
oh,
Jack.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. But when Finn Balor did it, it was ruining the music. So currently, at this point, this era, no. I'd say no. In the past, maybe. But for no, not right now. Frank Reynolds Trash Man versus Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
The Trash Man.
What I think is funny is that was a thing, and there's a podcast, the co-optional podcast. This guy named Jesse Cox, he came up with one where he was going to be something like the Trash Man, but he was going to throw garbage into the ring and just shout "Garbage Day" from that movie.
Yeah, we have that little piece as a soundbite. Yeah, well, that's
Garbage Day.
Yep.
We have
did.
To
I
put
think
that
I,
with Trash Man.
I think I may have deleted it. I don't know because we don't really use it that often. But I'd have to look for it. What time is this guy coming on?
It'd be easy to get.
Supposed to be on now.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Hey, well, he should be calling shortly. Hey, speaking of that, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys do, but there used to be a TV show back in the 90s called Saved by the Bell. And tonight...
Never heard of it.
Tonight, the icon was put on detention by Mr. Belding himself.
How did that work?
His office. That was that happened tonight.
How did that happen? Club Penguin?
No, he was at the Red Hawks game tonight, and as a special guest appearance, and I got put on detention. I got selected to be put on detention. So.
Was Screech there?
No, just him.
Screech has probably still got some mortgage issues.
I think he's in jail right now, actually, isn't he?
I don't know. The last I heard, I guess, there was some sort of fraud thing going on that he got frauded out of money, and I don't know. Never really paid too much attention to it, just that funky stuff was happening to him.
Right. So while we're waiting for our guest here... Should be calling us soon, I would think. It's Nate Steele tonight. And he's going to talk to us about his career. And we'll have some fun with him when he's on. Hopefully he'll call in soon, because
I gotta refresh the page. You might be on now, but I haven't. My internet is horrific out here, so I'm refreshing the page, and we'll see if he's on.
He is known as the Irish-born killer, Nate Steele. IBK. Not HBK, but IBK.
Yeah, well, so you said we were supposed to be getting some bad weather out here? I do see some flashing in the sky.
It's already started.
Well, I just had a birthday dinner over at Cafe Aladdin, and my parents gave me a pot.
Happy birthday.
Yesterday. But
they
gave me a potted plant of chives so I can have some fresh chives with ramen.
Oh,
I like
to
doctor up ramen. I put that outside, so hopefully it doesn't blow away if it gets really stormy out there.
Yeah.
So my chives. So, what do you like to cook there, Icon?
Well,
do you cook?
When I can.
Do you smell what the Icon's cooking?
No. I've never been much into the cooking thing, but if I have to, is he on?
I don't think so.
Okay. No, I will, hopefully he'll.
Yeah, he's still not on, guys. I don't know if you. I kind of want to text him or what, but I really can't sit here all night. So
I'm trying to text him. But if Messenger's not working, I'll try and get him another way.
I just say because, like I said, with what happened, I was going to put him on the air with you guys and then step away, but I don't want to miss him, and I thought he was supposed to be on by now, you know?
Well, yeah, I know. Just wait a second. All right, so I'll try and get a hold of him the best way I can. There's one or two ways I can get a hold of him, so hopefully.
What way is that?
Well, I can either text him, I can send him a message on Facebook, or I can send out smoke signals. Hopefully I won't have to resort to that.
Well, to fill in a little bit of dead air time, one match I did find on the WWE Network from July 10th, 1995. There was a match between Harlem Heat with Sensational Sherry, and they took on a young, jobbery-looking Chris Canyon, also known as Mortis. Who better than Jobbery Canyon? Rip in peace, you glorious bastard.
Oh, that's cool.
I was going to bring up on the new WWE game that's coming out. I guess they are going above and beyond what they had last year for a number of wrestlers. And it's kind of a good thing, because one thing that really is messing with the WWE games, especially on Xbox, is the lack of being able to customize music entrances. And if you can't customize that, it's going to – it really hurts the creator wrestler aspect that I've had so much fun with on the 360. Because I would download all the entrance themes. I had stuff from Japan. I had stuff every single theme that you could think of downloaded. And I would get that and spend however I had to on CDs to burn it and put it onto my Xbox 360 at the time.
Right.
And create all those entrances just so I could have great big playlists. Kind of like this Fire Pro Wrestling thing. Except I had entrances completely with everybody, and it was great. You could have people from TNA, Samoa Joe coming into his TNA music at the time, AJ Styles, Christian definitely coming out to his TNA music or his great Christian music that he had from WWE, the Queen version. You know, Christian, that one.
Right.
But yeah, that lack of customizability was a real hindrance. And I saw that after a bit of time, people were able to modify the game on PC since it came out. And they're able to actually take models from previous games and add them into the game. Like the group that I talked about last week that was playing the Fire Pro Wrestling and doing commentary for it. They
right.
had one where they called it the Big Boy League on YouTube. And the Big Boy Splash, that little senton splash where they do the back drop onto the belly type splash, they call that the Big Boy Splash. And they gave it to all the big boy wrestlers, and like Bam Bam Bigelow, Vader, Samoa Joe, anybody who is a big guy, Mark Henry. And they just had a big boy tournament.
Yeah.
Just having them all go against each other at that point. And it was very entertaining watching all that. I forgot who won, but it was probably Vader. They're a big fan of Vader at the time. They give
right.
him a specialty moonsault.
Now, coming to the ring right now, we have Bayley versus Nia Jax, it looks like. And
big girl.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. Chris, he always brags about how much he loves Alexa Bliss, but I actually have a big crush on Bayley. Actually, you know,
she's got the Dusty Rhodes polka dots on her.
Yeah, I noticed that. Well,
yeah,
have you
in honor
her wrestling outfit. It's like a cross between like all different types of you know, other wrestlers' colors.
There's the Kamala Moon.
Yeah, that's there.
Right there on her butt cheek. There, her right butt cheek.
I see that.
Yeah, it's a good meld. I would say her cheekbone structure is that of China.
Yeah, before China had surgery, yep.
I'd like to see Eugene make a comeback and these two have an intergender tag team. If they had intergender tag team belts, have something like that, like Japan. Didn't Japan one time have like a triple team type tag team title? Like three people per team?
Well, I remember one of the most famous belts, of course, will always be Andy Kaufman's intergender championship belt. You know.
Yep. Now, Jerry Lawler in that... His character can not come back anymore, I don't think. Like, he's trying to be a guest announcer. Well, his whole thing was the whole puppies thing, and now that they've legitimized the women's stuff over the diva stuff.
Well,
the thing about Jay Lawler, though, is
they terminated his contract. They took him off TV, so you know.
Yeah, they put him on that Talking Smack pay-per-view thing, though, last week.
Yeah.
But,
you know,
yeah.
I've talked to Jerry Lawler personally several times, you know, and I mean, I love Jerry Lawler. I didn't always like him, but, you know, I remember when I actually called his house and Brian Christopher answered the phone, you know. Now, I'll never forget my reaction was when Brian Christopher answered the phone. My reaction was, "You're Brian Christopher." He says, "I know that, but who are you?" Yes, which is
he doesn't know
funny.
The icon.
Well, I wasn't the icon back then. I was known as Big Daddy Cool back then. But
that was
guess...
that was one cheesy thing they would keep putting in the video games. Is one of the names is Big Daddy, Big something
yeah.
or other. They're like, come on. And then they give them the generic arm raise. And now they're trying to push Big Cass, and his entrance is the big arm raise.
Right.
I just find that funny. It's like, I'm doing the big arm raise. I am Test. I am, what was his name in TNA? He was kind of like a Test character, but better. In TNA. He was like Lance. No, he was Vance Archer in ECW here, like WWE ECW.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I just can't remember his name. I'll look it up here.
Well, I guess I don't think our guest is going to make it, so we'll just have to skip it, I guess. We got about... 15 minutes left of the show, so we'll just talk it out, and I'll kind of fill everybody in on what we got coming up the rest of the month of August.
It was Lance White, by the way.
Okay. So, Chris, I know you're listening. Just forget it. Just go on, do what you're doing, and don't worry about it. We'll just get them reschedule. Let's go over what we got coming up the rest of the month of August. We have next week Santino Marella and Ryan Walker. He'll be on with us. Then on the 14th we have Steffa Cordona, Steve Allen, and Dylan Hines. Now this guy is a character. This guy he's managed more wrestlers than Bobby Heenan and Jim Cornette. He's a real character. We're going to talk to him. Then on the 21st we have and then on the 21st we have Thaddeus Archer and Jessica Jean. When it comes to up and coming women wrestlers, she's a hottie. And she's going to be joining us. Thaddeus Archer, he's another wrestling manager. In a way, he's kind of a cross between, get this, he's kind of a cross between Bobby the Brain Heenan, the Wizard, and Paul Heyman. So we'll have him on. And then to close out the month, the last Monday of the month is going to be a big one. We're going to call it the Glow Wrestling Girls are going to be joining us. We have Debbie Dallas, Sunny, Gremlina, and Tora the Bully. They're all going to be on with us at one time. The Icon, the Big Swing, and you, my friend. We're going to be able to do four girls at one time, which is great. And then at... Then the second guest of the night will be Madison Miles. That'll close out the month. But, for all those of you who remember watching the Glow Girls in the 80s, if you want to brush up on your Glow wrestling, you can check out the documentary they made on Netflix right now. And you can also go on YouTube and watch some of the old footage. You know, we had Roxy Acer on with us a couple weeks ago, and so we're gonna
Maybe they can give
any,
some pointers too of.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say any word on the guy tonight and the guest tonight.
No, we're just gonna skip it. Go ahead, do what you got to do, and you set the show to end at the designated time in 14 minutes.
15.
And
okay.
Yeah. And we'll
At 11 my time. So and then we'll have a full extravaganza on Wednesday night.
Yeah, well, the guests that were supposed to be on tonight that we moved to Wednesday have confirmed. So we'll have them on. And Icon probably will miss the first hour of the show, so you guys will have to take
it. We can hold down the fort.
Yeah, and I know for our fans that are always looking for great blockbuster action, this has not exactly been a show to write home about, unfortunately.
I've been listening. You guys have been doing it pretty good.
No, I'm not talking about our show.
Listening.
I'm talking about Monday Night Raw.
Oh, I was going to say, I was listening to you guys. You guys carried it pretty well. But anyway, all right, I'm going to jump off to my thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Monday Night Raw has not been anything to write home about so far, unless you like Alexa Bliss, you know.
Well, your Bayley just won by count out.
Well, see, here's the deal. I'm on satellite right now, and we have this big rainstorm out here right now, and it's messing up my signal. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, how's your internet there, man?
my internet is through the satellite radio too, through the satellite as well. So, so you can imagine what my internet's like right now and what my satellite TV is like right now. It's not very good.
Yeah. Well, mine's hardwired. Sometimes I still have spotty connections, but it's going pretty well right now. But I've been watching through the internet, so.
You're watching my internet through the internet?
Yeah, I'll have to tell you about that later. But I do have a friend who was helping me at my apartment tonight, and I was telling her about how I was going to be co-hosting tonight, and she's not really a big fan of wrestling, but she said that she'd really be a part of... Whoop, still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just heard some weird noises on my computer. Anyways, she wanted to... find out if there's anybody who sponsors women into going into a wrestling school to learn the business.
There is.
And would that be something to wait and bring up with those women of GLOW?
Yeah, well,
she's already got the name. Her real first name is Karma. So
yeah.
She's already got the name.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, we've had a couple women wrestlers that have had their own schools and stuff. And as a matter of fact, Jessica Jean, we can ask her about her wrestling training, because she's going to be on with us in a couple weeks. And, you know, I know we should, you know, I always respect women, but, you know, she's a hottie, and, you know, what else can I say? But she is, she's good looking. Now,
I'd say my friend, though, is more of an ODB.
Okay. I got her.
So, giving you that kind of idea, like, she's more of that tough-as-nails type.
Yeah, I got ODB's phone number, too, as a matter of fact. So anyway, here's the thing. Now, there's been a couple rumors that, you know, we got about 9 minutes left of the show here, so I want to get to this topic. There's a rumor that, well, I guess not really a rumor, I guess it's true, that the WWE's ratings have just been going into the tank as of late. And there's a rumor that they might get pulled, you know, they might get pulled off the air and switch to, you know, only, you know, the WWE Network, which I guess would be fine with me, because on the WWE Network, you know, you can do the Attitude Era stuff again. And there's a lot of us that have been clamoring to see that stuff again, you know.
I don't think they'd do it, though.
Really?
No, because they still want to pull in the kids. They want to pull in the kids because the kids are the ones that the parents are going to spend the money on more often than not. That's where they get most of their income, so they have to cater to the kids again. Until they get something that's going to get the high schoolers and all those back in to want something like that again that was revolutionary, I don't actually see this. I've done actually lots of economic, like I have an economics degree, and I've done economic analysis of pro wrestling in several papers. And I just, the way the market goes, the way society is, it's going to take, well, first of all, the 90s are never going to happen again. You go back and you look at things like the Monster Squad and things from the 80s. Those type of movies are not being made anymore, those schlocky horror. Those things are just not in abundance. And those were all like, oh, you've never seen this before because they won't allow it on TV. And then you get it on video. Well, now everything can be available online, and people are seeing real death and getting like, I don't want to see this anymore. They've gotten to such an extreme that there's nothing that can be done that hasn't already been done. We have too much freedom of information out there, and they can't go any further legally. They can't go any further ethically. Like, what they could do to go further, but you don't see them ever doing it, is have a real murder in the ring. Would they do that? No. But that'd be something you'd never seen before.
That's true. Well, when I was a kid, I almost saw it. When the Berserker tried to stab the Undertaker with a sword.
When was that?
I'm dating myself with that one. But that almost happened.
Did he actually try to stab him with it?
Yeah, he did. And the Undertaker moved out of the way, and the sword went through the canvas. That was on a Saturday morning. I'll never forget that, the Berserker.
Yeah, but that had to be planned, though. Like, they knew it was going to be a stunt, right?
Well, yeah, but that's also also a week later, Jake the Snake Roberts' snake bit Randy Savage in the arm. So, you know.
Yeah, and they had devenomized that snake for that purpose. But I remember I cried when Earthquake sat on Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
I was a little kid.
I
cried when that happened, and my brother was all annoyed with it that I was crying. He's like, you know it's fake, right? No, it's not. It's real. He really got squished.
Well, what about when Earthquake
sat on Damien?
Fake. Yep.
Yeah, sat on Damien. I remember that. Well, the snake was already dead in real life, so they did a fake thing there. So Damien had actually died, so they had to kill it off in the ring. So they had the ASPCA involved in that one, I think.
Right. So anyway, before we sign off tonight, We do got to give a kudos to our sponsors. We want to thank Big Nick's Sports Cards at West Acres Mall in Fargo, North Dakota. Cassandra Lynn, formerly of South Plaza Barbers in Fargo, no longer there. She's going to be starting a new shop in a new city. We'll have her as an advertiser still when she goes. We also want to thank our webmaster for producing our website. Icon Enterprise.
Kudos, granola bars. Yeah. Got to give a kudos to kudos.
Yep. So, I lost my list of our sponsors. I know that doesn't sound good either, but we have about 4 minutes here. I have no signal, so I don't know what's going on Monday Night Raw last because
Enzo's talking.
Oh, so I'm not missing anything. Okay.
Oh, I heard that thunder on your side, and now I heard it on mine. I guess lightning sound goes faster through the internet connection and telephone line than it does through sound waves.
That's true.
What side of town are you on?
I'm on the south side.
North?
Of Fargo.
South side?
Yeah,
okay.
Where are you?
I'm near Best Buy.
Y'all are good to go in a minute here? Minute and a half?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, folks.
Quick shout out to my bracelet site on Facebook. Take your beating like a man.
Plug it.
Take your beating like a man.
B-E-A-D. Go out and beat it. And when I get paid again, I'm definitely gonna go on and get one from you as well. I checked out the site; they're awesome. So I definitely will get that from you as well. Check out the extravaganza. And I'm even thinking about doing a 3-hour show on Wednesday just to get everything in that we missed on a action-packed week and guests and whatnot. So I'll go over the ideas with you when I get them. But right now, a show that's already not one to write home about has Enzo and Big Cass as a main event. I can't even. I don't know why or how. But anyway, we will see you Wednesday. Hopefully the guests are supposed to come on tonight. We'll come Wednesday as well. If that's the case, we'll have three. And you'll hear these two lovely gentlemen. And it'll be Icon will be, I think, second hour on with us because he has some things to take care of. But either way, we will be back on Wednesday. Short show this week. Sorry, guys. It was last minute. I didn't find out till this morning. So I do apologize for putting you in that jam. But you handled it beautifully. And I will see you guys in 2 days.
Yeah.
Kaboom.
Dead man walking.
You've done it now.
You've gone and made a big mistake.
And I can't allow
you to think you can just walk away.
So turn around
and face the piper you're gonna pay.
Cause the end is now.
You're gonna pay.